This is Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut, with this week's focus, Outfoxed. Get out of town if you know what's good for you. That's the message the Pharisees bring to Jesus. Herod the gangster king has murdered John the Baptist, and now he's got his sights on Jesus. But Jesus really does know what's good for him, and more to the point, he knows what's good for us too. And he's not about to dance to the tune of some petty tyrant. You see, Jesus has his own divine sense of purpose and place. He knows where he's going, and he knows where he's taking us. His way leads to salvation, but it must pass through Jerusalem on the way to the cross. You see, Jesus sees right through Herod and dismisses him as that fox. To Jesus, Herod's not a powerful adversary. He's an unrepentant sinner, a Roman puppet, a cunning scavenger, a debauched thief and murderer. He's that fox. But sadly, foxes like Herod, they're not an endangered species. They thrive by doing the devil's work on earth today. Our world is full of foxes. You see, they smile and they coo while they distract and deceive. They're masters of half-truths and untruths, nimbly turning minor controversy into ugly confrontation. They steal away reputations and livelihoods, affections, and yes, relationships. To be honest, there's more than a little fox in all of us. We're all sinners. We're all capable and often guilty of callous indifference, of inflicting pain and habitually betraying our Christian birthright. But unlike Satan and unlike Herod, we're yet to be judged. We live in the hope of God's mercy, always accessible right to our last repentant breath. Ben Jonson wrote a ribald comedy about the undoing of Valpone the fox. And while evil triumphs for five acts, all the miscreants and their friends get their comeuppance before the final curtain. But life hardly ever works that way. Sometimes the foxes go from victory to victory and pass away peacefully on satin sheets while life kicks the virtuous in the teeth over and over. In Christ, we know that the faithful path is rarely the safe one. So what to do when the fox is plotting or circling or nipping at your heels? My friends, follow Jesus even unto the cross. The fox may win the day, but eternity belongs to Jesus and those who cleave to him. We've been promised that in him all things work to the good. And while it's often difficult to see that good through bitter disappointment and crushing tragedy, Christ's love is constant. His saving grace is the most powerful force the world has ever known. I've seen it power people with disabilities and their families to exemplary lives of compassion and contagious joy. I've seen it in the dedication of families who suffer job loss, yet remain faithful to their ties and continue to share with those who have less. I've seen it channel grief for a lost child into a ministry that saved, protected, and nurtured hundreds of children. Jesus never promised us a fox-free world. In fact, he told us that this way would be a rough road replete with snares and pitfalls and more than a few foxes. To follow Jesus actively and faithfully means opening yourself up to be despised and humiliated. It puts you on the sucker list for all the unrepentant foxes of this world. But hey, you're in good company with every other fool for Christ who's bound for glory. This has been Father David Celery from St. John's Church in Salisbury, Connecticut. To learn more, visit me at davidcelery.org or follow me on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. God love you.